Well, if you've driven Interstate 17 around Peoria and Dunlap Avenues, you may have noticed construction around the former Metro Center Mall. Adding light rail is a key part of revitalizing the area and includes the first rail-only bridge over a valley freeway. KJZZ's Christina Estes donned a hard hat and safety vest to file this report.
Between the mall's former entrance and Dillard's Clearance Center, cars and trucks fill dozens of parking spaces. Their owners are operating forklifts, excavators, and other equipment.
They always have the right of way.
Before the tour starts, safety manager Skylar Lopez warns us to never make assumptions.
Make sure we get a positive acknowledgement, not just eye contact with the equipment. They got dark glasses. Sometimes you may think they see you and they don't, and we don't want to take that chance, right?
With construction about 60% complete, Valley Metro invited media members to check out light rail's only elevated platform and the system's rail-only bridge over a freeway.
This will be the new end of line.
Tony Santana is overseeing the 1.6-mile extension from the current end of line at 19th Avenue and Dunlap to the Metro Parkway station, which will be right next to thousands of planned apartments, new restaurants, and retail. For this project manager, the work is personal. He grew up with Metro Center Mall.
Every time I drove by the I-17, I knew I was near Dunlap when I see Castles and Coasters. Now working on a project like this, when I drive by this project every time, I'm like, wow, that bridge wasn't there when I was here. And it's kind of that, like, you get that moment of, like, I'm doing something great for this city.
The station is named after Metro Parkway, a familiar loop to countless teenagers who cruise the mall's perimeter. The road will remain, and a bus transit center will be built below the rail platform.
By moving this transit center and making it a true transit hub, we'll have that connectivity from the West Valley to our light rail system that gets you to downtown, that can get you to the airport, all the way out to even Mesa.
Watch your step. This cobblestone's kind of tough.
As we pass unfinished escalators to reach the platform, Santana points out concrete columns with engravings inspired by the desert bloom.
It's an Ocotillo stem, and then at the top, we're going to be painting those red when it blooms for the Ocotillo.
Seven artists will leave their marks on this project. On the stairs, there'll be hummingbirds. Along the park and ride, a design nod to an iconic white building with a ribbed cone tower. Known for many years as the Super Salad Restaurant, it's now a gun shop.
The hike is worth it.
Santana leads the way up temporary metal stairs.
From the plaza area to the top, it's about approximately 35 feet. So we'll be 35 feet in the air to our platform area.
I count 59 steps before reaching the bridge over Interstate 17. After crossing concrete, wood, and steel, my eyes soak in the skyline from Metro Center to the freeway to the mountains.
We should be the highest bridge on I-17. A lot of those bridges are typically around 16 and a half feet. To the bottom of our structure, we're just over 21 feet.
The bridge spans the entire section of Interstate 17. That's 250 feet. Unlike other freeway bridges, this one has no column, thanks to a steel tub design, which Santana says took a lot less time to put in place.
Having a column there in the middle of the freeway would have forced us to do 1 to 2 months of work in that center of the freeway, rather than close the whole freeway and get it done in a weekend.
Some overnight and weekend restrictions will continue into next year. The $400 million project should be completed in early 2024. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.